This is your wake-up call. All of us have our growing up stories, those collection of tales we have gathered like priceless memorabilia to be hauled out on special occasions like good dishes or our good Sunday outfits. Stories about the cute things we used to do or the stupid things we did and got away with. Stories about the mess we created and how God delivered us out of them all. All the stories of the used to do and used to be of bygone years. What we lost or accidentally broke, ditched, or stole. How we won the fight, the girl, or the game single-handedly. How we got the guy. How poor we are, or how poor we were, or how far we had to walk. What we never got or what we always wanted. Marble stories, baby dolls, stickball, cageball, schoolyard, staying after school stories, spin the bottle stories, first date, first car, first kiss, first fallout, all the work we did and how all our siblings got out of doing stuff that ended up as our chore. How we got over or got away or didn't depended on who was the fastest, your mother, your father, your grandfather. Stories that seemed to grow bigger and bigger with every passing year. One of the stories my family used to tell about me was about me and thunderstorms. Oh, how I hated thunderstorms. Am I the only one? I'd wince at every flash of lightning and jump at the thunder. I used to do all the stuff our elders said you must do in a thunderstorm. Turn off the TV, stay away from open windows, do not talk on the phone, and pray. Come on, there must be an amen out there in the crowd somewhere. There have been times when I really learned how to pray as a child, and it was always during a thunderstorm. Storms at night were worse for me. I'd promptly wake up and be at my parents' door knocking all night long. If I was up, everybody was going to be up too. The night I finally was able to sleep through a storm was a big event at my house. Everyone celebrated but me. I was asleep. I know people who always sleep through a storm, or a movie, or a meeting, or a meal, and even sleep through church week after week. Church must be the only place they can get some rest. Although sleeping through a storm was a big positive for me, it wasn't kosher for the disciples. Jesus is on Prayer Mountain with his prayer partners who were sleeping through prayer service. Jesus had asked them to pray while he goes just a little bit further to pray alone. Jesus asked them to pray three times, and three times they fell asleep. I wonder what would have happened if they stayed awake and prayed. Is it possible that if they had prayed with Jesus, Peter wouldn't have denied the Lord, disciples wouldn't have run into hiding, there would be no disbelief at the resurrection or fear? The only way to deal with the paralysis of paradoxical situations is to pray. Pray through them. Pray through things like crucifixions. Not just pray for, pray about it, but pray through it before you can get through it. And then call for backup. When a police officer is in trouble, even though they have authority granted to them by a municipality or agencies, weapons for power and protection and protective gear, they call for backup. And so when we find ourselves in trouble, prayer is calling for backup. Prayer is your divine 911. I'm Vashti McKenzie, and this is your wake-up call. Choose your prayer partners carefully now. If you are a prayer partner, for God's sake, stay awake. But then, that's another word for another time. Have a blessed day in the Lord.